certified to be on mobile.
Okay, and four, is that out?
How you doing this morning?
Hope you are enjoying the sunshine. It's a beautiful morning.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I just left North Greenville Church, and now I'm heading towards the house to change clothes and then head to the American Legion post to do some work there.
Well, I am headed over to Greer to drop my truck off to get some work done on it. I've got a coolant leak somewhere. It's very minor, but it's starting, and I want to get it looked at before it gets bad, and then all of a sudden develops a power steering leak as well.
Damn that. Might as well catch them early. That way it's less likely to be a bigger issue later on. But, I understand you changed the day shift or something. I heard something you talking on the radio the other day about it.
It kind of was forced on me. I guess I could have stayed on another night route, but somebody took my route. Theirs was completely cut out, and they have more seniority, so they, and it was last minute for them too. It was kind of, wasn't very good the way they did it. But anyway, just last minute, they got a text saying, hey, I'm taking your route to see if I like it until next bid, which is October, end of September. We rebid the routes. So I had to find something to do, and last minute I decided to go back to the day run that I used to run since I already knew it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I kind of understand that. But yeah, seniority plays a lot of role in, I guess, those type of routes, situations. But, at least you still have a job. Unfortunately, it's not probably the one you wanted. I'm sure you like the night route better than the day routes. I know I always like working night shift better than daytime.
Well, it's a catch-22. I like to work at night because you're basically just driving between hubs. You know, I don't have to deliver anything. I don't have to get out and touch packages. But I don't sleep as well in the daytime as I do at night. So the day route is fine. It just, I'm back to delivering bulk stops, which is good for me, I'm sure, because it keeps me moving, keeps me a little more active. So I'm sure it's good for me. I just got to readjust.
Yeah, it's just making that adjustment's the hard part. But, I know how that was. When I worked 20-plus years on night shift, I always had a hard time sleeping during the day. And then when my days off, I would kind of adjust back to a night shift day schedule, sleep at night. But switching back and forth part of the body, but I always enjoyed the night work. Even though I had the seniority, I could have pulled the day shift if I wanted it.
I get more overtime at night. There's not really any chance for a steady overtime during the daytime. So that was the main reason I was on the night run. Was we had a wedding that one of our daughters was going to get married, and then the whole the way the whole economy's going, everything's a lot more expensive. It was just kind of convenient to make that extra money.
Didn't make any difference on pay wise on mine, but I just enjoyed the night shift. And a little bit different type of call on the night shift than the daytimes, but it was always more interesting.
I met a lot of guys in Georgia over ham radio, and made some good connections down there, and there was always somebody on the radio at night on actually it was a Gainesville repeater. I can hear it when I'm headed to my house, when I get to a certain point, but I can't get into it from my house because I'm down a little bit of a hole between here and there. But I'm going to keep in touch that way. But they kept me awake a lot of times, and it was nice to have that community on ham radio.
The good thing about it, where you get, at least you got somebody to talk to maybe throughout the night or whatever. I know a lot of truckers don't use CBs anymore. A lot of them switch either 2 meters or even HF brakes in their trucks. I kind of, did you keep the same truck? Were you able to keep the radio, or did you have to move all your equipment out to another truck?
The route I was on at night, the trucks are all assigned to those routes. I'm still trying to figure out which truck to use during the daytime. The one I was driving might be available. It's not at the moment. Somebody's having to use it while theirs is being repaired. But daytime routes have to coordinate with the nighttime routes because the nighttime routes have to go out. So I don't like switching trucks during the day. You know, I want to get in one and just stay in. I don't want to have to come in and switch to another one and finish out the day. Once I figure out which one I'll be in or can use consistently, I'll get a radio set up in it. But I just, you know, I had a radio in there. I left it in there. I take it home on the weekends and just slip out of the bracket and unplug it, take it home on the weekends or when I was on vacation. But during the week, I just leave it in there.
Yeah, I kind of figured that would be the case. And with the night shifts mandatory on runs, but yeah, hopefully you'll get a truck settled in soon so you can get another setup put together, and that way you can be back on the air during the daytime a little bit.
I think I found one. I put the antenna on it. SWR was a little higher than I want. I don't know if it's the coax or the antenna, and so I got to go through that process again of trying to get to work a little early or stay a little late, or if I have some downtime when I'm back between grabbing trailers, maybe play around with it a little bit, but it's a process.
Do you use a mag mount, or do you have a permanent mounted antenna on it?
I could use a mag mount, but there are none of them are metal bodies anymore. They're all fiberglass or something, so mag mounts don't stick. I bought a Hustler. It's got the 3/8 by 20 mount, like a CB mount, and I just stuck it in where the CB antenna was.
That's probably similar to the antenna I got on my truck. I got a K40 antenna. It's basically a CB mounted 2-meter antenna that I got as a spare antenna on the truck, but the main one's a Varsin mounted. But yeah, that sounds good. Anyways, I'm getting a little static on my side. It's probably where I am. I'm in the shadow of Paris, so I'm on the receive side anyways. So I'm going to let you go for now.
All right, have a good day. It was nice talking to you. Be careful out there. We'll talk to you later. WA4L. Oh, I can't even remember. WA5L. Never mind. I'll quit. N4ZL. Okay, go ahead.
No problem. If that's the worst thing that happens today, I'm good. 73. N4ZL. Okay. KA5WL. That's clear.
KB4CBA, KB2HXS. 4CBA, KB2HXS. KB2HXS listening.
Have to talk to, and 4ZLK.
KB2HXS clear, gotta go. Hey Shane, how are you?
Good one. I'm doing well, I hope you are.
Oh yeah, the missus and I are just out and about doing a little bit of shopping. We have a birthday party to go to tomorrow for our grandson. He turned 7 Wednesday, so we're getting a little preliminary stuff for the party. We're going to be at Paris Mountain tomorrow morning for a few hours.
Congratulations on the 7-year-old. That's going to be a lot of fun, I'm sure. I know you enjoy him.
Oh, heck yeah. Oh, yeah, we take him to Paris Mountain all the time, and, you know, Mammy and Pop-Pop go swimming right along with him.
My oldest grandchild now is 3. She'll be 4 in November. But there's 4 of them now, 4 little girls all under the age of 4.
Only got the 2. Paisley, you're ringing. Paisley is going to be 11 in December, and Christian was 7 on Wednesday. And my wife's phone is ringing. Son of a gun.
There you go. That's fine.
Oh, no, that's her phone. At any rate, yeah, we had a good week. We took a little time off yesterday. We went up to Hendersonville, did the apple farm thing. We went up to Justice Apple Farm up there. And just had a little nice little day off, nice cool day off, you know.
nice place up there. We've been there. Took the oldest granddaughter there one time. I guess that was last year. But I tell you what, it's going to be hot. I was just listening to the weather. It's going to be hot next week. Back up in the mid-90s with a feel of over 100 or close to 100.
Here, that's why, you know, I took Friday off because I know my phone will probably blow up next week, which will be fine. I got a few things going, but I got the week open for whatever comes through.
We appreciate you out there. Someday we may need you, so I'm glad you're out there.
No problem. Anyway, we're getting to our next location here. Shane, have a good morning, and you have a good day. N4ZLK, KB2HXS.
I'm with your wife there, and have a good one. N4ZLK.
Shane, have a good day. 73, KB2HXS is gone.
ZLK, KB5WLL mobile again.
WLL, see, I can do it. N4ZLK.
You know, I heard you talking about it's going to be hot again next week. This week, Oklahoma, where I'm from, they're dealing with 100-plus heat indexes every day this past few days, and probably continue on for about another week. But I think today it's supposed to be around 111 in northern Oklahoma.
Warm. Maybe that's what's moving our way. You know, weather kind of moves across like that. I experienced my first 114-degree weather back in July. I think it was July. We went to Vegas for my son's graduation from an Air Force weapons school. And we were standing out there in the street at about 11 a.m. and it was 114 degrees.
The only difference is there in Nevada to Oklahoma, the humidity is about like it is here in Oklahoma. Nevada is a dry heat. Once you get used to it, you don't even know you're sweating because it's evaporating so quick.
But it said I was able to tolerate it pretty well. And then one evening we drove out. It was probably 98 degrees when we left Vegas. We drove out to Red Rock Canyon area. It took us about an hour to get there, but the elevation climbed about 5,000 feet. Temperature dropped down to about 72 degrees, and boy, it felt wonderful.
Well, I was in a short break from Paris Mountain, going down Rutherford now, so I'm going to start losing the repeater again, so I'm going to drop back out. Talk to you later, Shane. You have a good day. Okay, bye, WLL.
Later. Yeah, and you were getting a little scratchy there. K5WLL, N4ZLK, mobile.